Hi, my name is Juliana Busasi. I'm a medical doctor and public health activist. I work with a Tanzanian-based nonprofit named TAMIF, where our goal is to bridge socioeconomic gaps towards access of quality healthcare services in underserved and vulnerable communities. I joined the Future Leaders Program in 2020 under the AstraZeneca Young Health Program Scholarship in partnership with the One Young Worlds community. I founded TAMIF while still a medical student. So we launched it in 2016, and our main activities involved physical provision of health education, health screening services, and linking families in marginalized communities with affordable health coverage schemes. With a team of 10, comprising of medical doctors and social workers, we managed to cultivate partnership with local government authorities who always connected us with community-based volunteers. The underserved and vulnerable communities that we work with in Tanzania include the rural poor, the indigenous populations, and people living with chronic illnesses. The healthcare challenges that affect people in these communities include limited health awareness, affordability to healthcare, and geographical barriers which delay and sometimes deny access of quality healthcare services. What I'm most proud of today is standing firm with TAMIF and not giving up on my work through TAMIF, because 2020 was a very challenging year for me as a leader. I lost a great part of my team alongside our major means of funding. Most of our activities involved physical interaction, which means that our mode of action could not work in 2020, and unfortunately we could not sustain our impact with our old means. These shattered down a great part of my confidence as a leader, and that is why I think that the Future Leaders Program came to me at the perfect timing. This program gave me hope and enlightenment to start over and rebuild my organization, because it introduced me to an international space of young health leaders from different parts of the world who helped me to learn how they overcome daily challenges and the challenges that the pandemic has exacerbated in their communities. It has also been a platform for my voice to be heard at the highest levels. A few months ago, my essay on tangible ways on how we can decolonize science was published by the One Young World Academy as part of the top three winning pieces. And lastly, the program has been a stepping stone for me to access more capacity building and skill building opportunities, including regular workshops and the mini MBA program that I got to do under the funding of AstraZeneca. Alongside that, it has provided guidance towards funding opportunities and even offering recommendations to other institutions for my personal growth. I think the challenge that will always remain for me is to maintain my ability to adapt to constant changes internally and externally, meaning in my organization and in my community, which have to go hand in hand with the trajectory of our work and our impact. This means that my responsibility as a leader is to keep seeking and to grab every future opportunity that I get.